Now, two views of this week's Mideast Talks from Martin Indyk, former U.S. ambassador to Israel, who's with the Brookings Institution now, and Reith Alomari of the American Task Force on Palestine and the New America Foundation. He was a legal advisor to the Palestinian Authority in previous negotiations. Welcome to both of you once again.
Thank you.
And first question to Reith Alomari, is anything different this week from last because of anything that happened here, either at Annapolis or in Washington, D.C.?
Almost certainly. Now we're in a formal peace negotiation. This has not been the case for the last 7 years, a negotiation that is supported by the international community and, more importantly, by the Arab states. We have a process with a timeline. So I think we're entering a new political diplomatic reality.
Martin Indyk, are you equally positive about the fact of talks?
Yes, I am, especially because, as Reith says, it's been 7 miserable years in which Israelis and Palestinians have tried everything else but negotiating final status issues. I think the fact that we have Arab state buy into this in the way that they did yesterday, turning up, and in what particularly the Saudi foreign minister had to say, was also positive. But we need to bear in mind that in some ways this is a Potemkin peace process, by which I mean that Palestinian capability to implement anything that's agreed on is sorely lacking at the moment, and so that other process of building Palestinian institutions and capabilities is going to have to go hand in hand with this effort, and it's not going to be so simple to do that in the one-year timeline that has been established here.
Reith Alomari, what about that? You could sit down with any number of Israeli interlocutors and write up a peace agreement. The question is, could either you or could the Israeli, for that matter, get his side to actually implement such an agreement?
2 points. The first thing is, again, for the first time, we have a Palestinian prime minister who is actually focused on building institutions and implementing security and who is capable and dedicated to this. So for this, I'm hopeful. But the other new thing...
We have another Palestinian prime minister also who's down in Gaza, don't we?
Yes, and I can get to this in a minute. But let me just go to the other point that I'm optimistic about. The new thing that happened in Annapolis is there's recognition that building capacity on the ground goes parallel to political negotiations. So what we will have is progress in negotiations, supporting the progress on the ground, and progress on the ground feeding back to negotiations. So we have a process of mutually supportive two processes. We no longer have the conditionality we had in the past. As far as Hamas is concerned, what happened in Annapolis dealt a huge blow to Hamas. Hamas was isolated. Even Syria was there. Hamas, suddenly the only supporter for Hamas in the region, became Iran. And for this, they are paying a very heavy political price. The question now is, in 2, 3, 4 months, if there is no progress, Hamas will gain. If there's progress, I think Hamas will continue to lose.
Martin Indyk, do you agree with that? And if so, what constitutes progress?
Well, yes, that's going to be the real test, is progress, first of all, on the ground. West Bank Palestinians are going to have to feel that something has changed as a result of Annapolis and the processes launched there.
Freedom of movement, for example, something that palpable?
Yes, freedom of movement is important. A boost to the economy, job creation, efforts that Prime Minister Tony Blair is supposed to be focused on. Question of settlement activity, which is supposed to be frozen now, and also importantly, the establishment of law and order on the Palestinian side. But again, there is a problem of lack of Palestinian capability in this area that's going to be problematic. But none of this progress, either in the negotiations or on the ground, is going to be possible without the active engagement of the United States. And one could get the impression that that is what's going to happen here.
What does that mean when we say the active involvement of the United States? President Bush has met with the two leaders. Secretary of State Rice is engaged. There's a new U.S. emissary to the region. Reith Alomari, what can the United States do at this point that it hasn't done before?
It needs to have 3 levels of engagement. The president has to be deployed strategically at central moments. The secretary has to continue her active engagement, and I must give her credit for where we are right now. But the third thing which has been lacking is what Martin and his colleagues were doing in the previous administration. Ongoing diplomatic engagement that will steer the process and that will create the right kind of framework for progress.
This is a president, Martin Indyk, who seemed to come into office having seen Bill Clinton, your old boss, get deeply personally involved in Middle East peace negotiations that failed, and President Bush decided, I'm not going there. I'm not going to bleed political capital over a Middle East peace process with the odds stacked against it. Now we have a president in his last year once again. Can he really make a difference?
Well, the irony is palpable, given that this president doesn't have a lot of political capital to spend, that he was so critical of President Clinton for trying in his last year of office to achieve a final status deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And this is precisely where President Bush is today. But I thought yesterday at Annapolis, his was an arm's length embrace of the process. And this comes back to Raith's point about engaging in the diplomacy. I think the Secretary of State deserves full credit for getting the parties to focus on final status negotiations. I have no doubt that she will be fully involved. But I think that she pulled back from direct engagement in trying to get a substantive document prepared for Annapolis. And there's the big question mark about whether she has the backing of the president for that kind of engagement.
Well, Martin Indyk and Raith El-Omari, thank you both for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Martin Indyk is a former U.S. ambassador to Israel. He's now director of the Saban Center for Near East Policy at the Brookings Institution. Raith El-Omari is a former Palestinian negotiator. He's now a fellow at the New America Foundation.